That wreck was, well, he might have told you about that. It was there out of North Little Rock.
Uh-huh.
Two passenger trains head-on collision out there.
Wow.
It killed several of them. One of them didn't check the register. They thought the train had been by. The passenger mm-hmm. train had already come by. And he hadn't. And they took off. And that's where they had the block signals. And, uh-huh. boy, I mean, was out there
wow.
where that those nightclubs are.
Yeah.
There's a little curve there. That's where they hit. There was a young fella got killed at Perry. I don't know. They were switching and they reached in a track to get a set of cars. And they had some wood, pulp wood, sitting in their train on the main line. And he was riding this train adjacent to it. And they think that what happened is he got, that pulp wood hit him and knocked him under the wheels. And then down at Malvern, this was on Missouri Pacific. One of my friends got killed down there in a switching accident. Malvern was kind of on the side of a hill. You'd go down in the yard, and they had a big cut of heavy cars, heavy, lots of tons. And they were going to make this move for they had two switch engines. For this other job, they were going to reach and get his cut and put it over, and then where their train could go on about their business. Well, when he was going to couple into their train, he couldn't stop, and he hit it, and the car started derailing, and this fell. There was another track adjacent, and he run to get underneath, and he didn't make it. Boy, they hit those cars and just cut him in two. And the bad part about it, I had to go down there the next night in his place, and they had it all marked where the body was. And I'd known him for years. He's a friend.
Yeah.
It was kind of eerie.
Yeah.
And I got force assigned in his place down there. Now, this was on the Missouri Pacific.